Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He is watching over our lives, helping us out. He's longing to be a blessing to us, longing to help us out, longing to help us receive the knowledge that we need. And though God wants to do these things, and He really desires to help us grow, a lot of things need to be in place. To get the knowledge to you, people have to become mature. Many times people are in place to be a blessing, but because they don't draw near to the Lord and they have a set way of thinking, the Lord is limited in how He can use them. And when this happens, the Lord loves us, and He wants to be a blessing. He wants to cause people to say precisely what we need. But people have a set way of thinking. The enemy has launched many attacks against the church, against people that want to do right. And to keep them off balance, he taught lies. Seducing spirits a long time ago taught things that were not true. And once it's embraced, it becomes a doctrine that originated from the devil to hinder you from receiving the knowledge you need. And the Lord is holy. And even the best people sometimes misunderstand the Lord themselves. That's why the Holy Spirit came to guide us all into all truth. Never choose to be limited anymore. Go by the Word of God first and foremost. And the Lord will cause people to say what you need at strategic times. They may not have the full revelation. They may or may not have a full revelation of what they're saying. But if you listen, you'll hear the voice of the Lord your God through the people that He loves. Now, since I brought that up, doctrines of devil is anything that's different from the original intent of God's Word. And it goes against the purpose of God's Word. That's how you'll have to detect it. You have to look at what God did in the beginning. Now, my pastor said, you can also judge by the character of God. What did God do in the first place? What is His original intent? And then when you study the Word, it tells you plainly what to do. Now, the Lord knew that the Word would be interpreted. And He knew that it originated in one language, and He made all languages. And He knew that men would do their best to translate it, and they did a very good job. Even if you go back to the original translation, you can still judge it by the intent of God's character. What did God do in the first place? When we first met God, He was restoring our planet. The Word says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And if He wanted to make a heaven and an earth, and He did everything good when in the restoration, He did it right in the first place. But then verse 2 says, and the earth was void and desolate, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now that's indicative that we have an enemy out there. Something happened. The earth didn't get judged for no reason. And that same enemy is trying to destroy your life. And men are corrupt. They're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. And if they love the world somewhere, Satan can easily manipulate them. And he has to get something that people will go for. So He invents things that people will go for. Now, he's watched and studied the generations of men. People receive what they see their parents do, and what they see the kings do, and the judges, and society. What will people agree with? And when you study the Word of God, you know for a fact that everybody's not trying to obey God. There are those who will compromise. They want the masses in their congregation, and they'll say what they know people will appreciate. This is how the enemy gets away with too much. So what we have to do, you have to study the Word and receive the Word and live by it yourself. You can't, it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter who it is and how wonderful they are and how wonderful they've been. If they deviate from the Word of God, just don't follow that path. Stick to what's known. Stick to the Word of God that's true. Now, I like to do it this way. In the New Testament, look at what Jesus did. He went around healing the sick, educating people in the ways of God, teaching people God's truth, working miracles. He went around casting out demons when necessary, raising the dead even, and doing miracles to alert his people to the loving ways of God. And then when you turn the pages and read the book of Acts, his apostles did the same thing. They weren't about doing good. They didn't do wrong. They did good. They went around restoring, preaching the gospel. But the people who had the doctrines of devils, they went around refuting what God had done. The Jewish traditions were taught against the loving ways of God. And the Jewish traditions were dead meat. It was just dead doctrine. Fueled by the law, misinterpretations of the law of Moses. When Jesus fulfilled the law, he fulfilled the law correctly. And he did a good job. He did it right. He is the Word of God. And he came and fulfilled the law. And the only way you fulfill the law is to love like God loves. And that's how he did it. And that's the standard of God. That's what all the fights were about. That's what all the wars were about. Every war was Satan's attempt to keep man divided from the knowledge of God and create stronghold nations that would hinder the Israelites from doing their job. And he used their greed and their envy and their jealousy and their pride to lure them over into idolatry. And they became a nation unfit for the things of God. So the Lord had to let them go into captivity and die out and refine and raise up a generation that he could come through as a nation. And people that would love his ways. And there are always those who hold true to the things of God, like the sons of Zadok. That priestly lineage remained intact, and they were very instrumental in keeping Israel on track. But see, an organization can also be infiltrated. That's why the Word said he came to his own and his own received him not. Eventually, when people get power and prosperity, they can easily be distracted if they're not focused on the Lord. That's why in many broadcasts, I reveal that. If your eye be single, your whole body be full of light. If the enemy changes your focus somewhere, if he gets you desiring the things of the world, he can corrupt the rest of your life. You turn the head, you turn the body. If you don't contend for the faith and keep doing the things of God, and stay in the love of God, you can be easily distracted. And what and it's important to know that God loves his people. He loves you. He's not going to change. He's going to always be a blessing to his people according to his word, according to his love, and according to his wisdom. He loves us, folks. And he has so much to say, and he's going to help us grow and do the greater things of God. Now, when you follow him yourself, eventually you will run right into persuasions that's not of God. People that are persuaded wrong. But don't be alarmed. It's out there. Now, from the ashes of the Jews' rebellion against Christ, and once men started receiving salvation, the enemy found a loophole to neutralize the word of God. And so what he did, that was a persuasion against Christ, and people were trying to obey Christ. When the apostles died, many people formed another doctrine. And they said, well, healing, I'm using this for an example. They didn't know, because they were so foreign to God, they didn't continue to draw near to him. The religious leaders, the Christian theologians, taught in their cottages. Well, healing went out with the apostles. Now, the word teaches that God is the same today, yesterday, and forever, and he don't change. But they said healing went away, the miracles went away, and there are no more apostles and prophets. They made their own doctrine. And it started with temptation, seducing spirits. Once people believed it, it's now a doctrine of Satan disguised as Christianity. And that's not the word of God. There are no scriptures to back it up. Now, I'm using this for an example, but there are many things that people do that's just not right. There's a false grace message. Grace, you can whatever you do, you are right. God save you from all your sins, past, future, and present. All right, that sounds good. If a person decides to go back to the world, they rejected the Savior that they know. They rejected the life of God for the way of the world. Their name will be blotted out of the Lamb's book of life. They became a goat instead of a sheep, a tare instead of wheat. And when you try to correct them with the word of God, they get angry. And they won't budge. The Lord sent messengers to help them out. He wants them back. He loves everybody. He loved the tares just like he loved the wheat. He loved the goats just like he loved the sheep. But if he can't get them to turn back, he can't bring them into heaven in that raggedy condition. They rejected the Lord for the lust of the world and the pride of life. And many people have fallen away. Many people have fallen away, and they are bound in bundles to be burned. They will not listen to the gospel anymore, and they once did. Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. They have an end game. The seducing spirits get you off track, change your focus, and the doctrines of devils keep you locked in the world. Now, there are many things that people know and individuals need to know. But the first things must be first. If you love God and you decide to obey him and love man, see, the way you love God is precisely how you love man. If you don't love mankind, then you really don't love God. If you really do love mankind, you really do love God. There are even atheists that have compassion and they have a love for man, which simultaneously mean they have a love for God. They just don't know it. But But they won't make it in because they're out of covenant. And there are precious people out there that need to see the greater works of God. Satan knew that if he could stop the greater works from God, he can. There's a lot of people that'll never come out of darkness. Sometimes you have to have more light to get people's attention. And he sets people up. And it won't go away. A lot of people are trying to get relief. They're trying to have a good marriage, and that's all they want. And they're trying to have a strong family. That's all they want. But you have to, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all things can be added to your life. And it will be. But you got to have foundation first. A person can preach all the things to get you in the place you need to be and to make life like you want it, but that won't help you. You can't sustain it without him, without the Lord and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. You can't sustain your life without Jesus Christ as your Savior and the Holy Spirit as your guide and Jesus as your Lord. If Jesus can tell you what to do and you obey him, now he has something to work with in you. And people who gave place to the enemy, my friend, they are limited. God is limited in what he can do in their life. Now, I know the Lord. He will not do greater miracles in the lives of those who live raggedy lives, those who disagree with the word of God, those who condone some of the ways of Satan. Because if he do greater miracles in their life, baby Christians that know no better will think that what he's doing is fine, and God condones it. So when their love walk gets weary, or they're not like they should be, and they allow things of the enemy that they should not, it halts many things that God would do in their life. But that's why the Lord told me to teach his people to follow him. And he gave me many instructions about following God. If that's out of place, everything's out of place. And the only way to truly follow God, you have to love him from the heart, and you have to love his people from the heart. And you have to do what he say do. If you don't love God from the heart and you don't love his people from the heart, you're going to be limited in how you obey him. The way you love is the way you're going to live. Some of the assignments God gave me, I had such a love for his people that I couldn't wait to obey God. I don't get weary in well-doing because I love the people and I believe in what I'm doing. When people stop believing in what they're doing, they stop doing what they're doing. And without the love of God, you don't believe in what you're doing. The enemy is going to attack you somewhere and you'll fold. That's why so many people lay down. If it don't look like it's working, they quit. They don't believe in them. They don't believe in what the Lord gave them to do. I will do what God gave me to do until God tell me to stop. And he always go forward. Every assignment that he gave me, it graduated. And to be honest, I had an assignment that I stopped doing. After I moved out of the neighborhood, I stopped doing the good newsletter. I can't say that God told me to stop doing the newsletter. But when I moved away, I stopped doing the newsletter. And I probably should not have, but I did. But when he gave me the radio assignment, I know not to stop doing the radio assignment. Sometimes we deviate. We do things we shouldn't do without seeking the Lord. And that's not good. But God loves us. Nevertheless, he loves us and he'll work with us. And I saw great things happen as I obeyed him. Now, I didn't just quit obeying God fully. I just stopped doing the good newsletter in that neighborhood. It may have been for a season, but I really didn't get clearance. I just stopped. So that's on me. But he didn't get on me about stopping. That's what happened. You know, I did it. But then when he gave me the radio assignment, I continued. I never stopped, and I never will. I'll do that till Jesus come back. And we need to know him. We need to know the things of God. And we need to obey him. And we need to go forward. And not do like I did and stop somewhere. Do the things of God. Keep it going. Let the anointing remain fresh. There's an enemy out there. He's good at what he does because he works in the shadows. And he try to make us look shadowy. He try to hinder us from doing God's word and being our best. There are things that, you know, I learn about marriage. I learn about people. And I see people struggling in life. And that's how the news, the Living Letters got started. God would give me all kind of revelation, but I didn't have a platform to minister the word. See, if you try to go and talk to your family, your cousins, your friends, and tell them what you're learning, they may not listen because they're going to start talking. Some people will, many people won't. But when people are at church, they're silent and they're listening. When people are listening, and especially if they're receptive, the Holy Spirit can minister life. And he'll do it for some, and if everybody hear it, and they continue to hear it, those of the softer hearts will receive first. And when they see the results of it, those of harder hearts will start paying attention and listening. And then they'll start growing. And the enemy noticed. So he used distractions. People will be in church and the enemy will come with distractions and have them thinking about what they're going to eat and what they're going to do and what somebody's wearing. And they don't listen to the word of God. And the enemy get away with a lot because he'll distract people and they don't have the enough love in them to listen to hear God out with faith. And I've seen it. All my life, people will get out of church and start talking about something stupid. And the word of God just went forward. And they act like it meant nothing to them. They came to church because their wife wanted to go. Or they came to church because that was their tradition. Now, I can't judge with their motives, but that's how it looked. And then when they do things, you know, you see them do blatant things. There's something wrong with that. But when people love God, that's what makes the difference. The love of God makes all the difference. And by the love of God, you will win. I hear the knowledge of God as he give it to me and reveal it to me. And then when people that hear it, they build their lives and their lives grow stronger and stronger. But whatever they're focusing on, whatever they focus on will shape the rest of their life. And it can distract them away from God. But if they have a strong love for God, they listen and they learn God's word and they start agreeing with it and they start building their lives. Some people are like sheep. They obey. Some people are like goats. They buck the system. But God has so much wisdom to give. If you have any need, he can show you the things he showed me. You don't have to be a minister. You don't have to be an apostle or a preacher or a teacher or a pastor or an evangelist to know these things. Any Christian can receive from God. The only difference is the people who God called to an office, they have to commit themselves to doing that work. But the love of God is the eye-opener. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.